Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 5 o'clock. Happy Friday, everybody. We've got a couple things to touch on. Odyssey.com Rewind if you missed anything. Big news of the day, Bryce Underwood, and obviously Lions going Indy. Let's do the Bryce Underwood thing like we started the show. There's no slander. There's no smarm. So if you guys are all bricked up, ready to really grab your marbles in ecstasy that, like, we're going to do something salty, no, it's just respect, man. Michigan has made a major move, and I don't care if it works or doesn't. That's a conversation for another day. You've announced you're not going to let OSU pass you by. You're not going to let Oregon pass you by. You're not going to let Miami pass you by. You are now going to play the game the way it needs to be played to succeed at the highest levels. Forget about what was. And I'm not trying to demean you, but whatever happened 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and last year, that's dead. You're trying, wow, our reality this year was horrible. Never want to endure this again. Mm-hmm. Bryce Underwood represents an idea. I don't think Bryce Underwood on his own turns you into a superpower. But the financial commitment you made, your donors, how you got Larry Ellison, who didn't even go to Michigan. And then apparently Evan showed me a picture with his, I don't want to be disrespectful, wife, girlfriend, fiance, whatever it is. She might be a Michigan fan, so that might be the tie to this. Look, I don't care. I don't care if Mickey Mouse donated the money. At least one school in this state is trying. And I think you got a taste of success, and you did not like the dessert course. And now, my guess is, first of all, Bryce Underwood's going to bring a number of players with him. But I am fascinated to see what Michigan's approach is in the portal, because Rico and I are in lockstep on this. There are very few things in college football we totally agree on. The portal is where you're going to be able to turn your team into something for next year. Bryce Underwood's a long play. I think it's an optics play. I think it makes you look great. But the portal is where you get all Americans, grown-ass men. Mm-hmm. So, look, man, if you're a Michigan fan, I think you should be pretty stoked, because the money behind it is what's more exciting than just the individual player. Underwood might be the next Trevor Lawrence. He might be the next Vince Young. I don't know. I've never seen the kid play. And I'm a cynic. I just don't care what you did in high school. I got to see you put a helmet on and play in college. Fabulous prospect. You're the headline everywhere. That's why it's worth its weight in gold. So kudos on look, I told you I liked the idea of it when the story broke 2 weeks ago. And you pulled it off. Now, if you want to have a conversation about how I feel about the sport, the health of the sport, no. That's separate from this. And you already know my thoughts. What's your takeaway from it?
Michigan tried. Michigan was persistent, and Michigan got the guy that they wanted. And they're going to win the offseason. This year, they said Ohio State has a budget. They publicly let it be known, we're spending this amount of money. And they looked at the quarterback room and said, this is what we have after winning a national title. This is unacceptable. We're going into games and we're no longer favored. People aren't afraid to come into the big house. Yeah, we got to get back to the fact when Texas doesn't come in here and use us as an open practice. So we got to go back and we got to pay money. He's right down the street. What you did, yeah, you raised a flag and said, we're back. No offense to Texas, but hey, we're back, okay? We're going to go ahead.
Sam Ellinger's never going to live that down, this lifetime or the next.
Never. But no, but now if you're Michigan, you're going to have to keep spending this money every year. And I think that they're doing this, Mike, because I don't think they're going to hit the portal as hard because remember, Michigan likes to say, hey, not anybody can just transfer into Michigan. You got to be a grad transfer. So I don't see a ton of portal movings, but I'd see this. You're going to bring in a lot of young players and you're going to try to hit the ground running next season this spring because a lot of people will early enroll. But yeah, Michigan kind of put everybody on notice. Forget about this year. We're going back to winning and we're going to try to win the Big Ten. We don't want to read about Indiana and read about Penn State. No, that should be us there.
And candidly, it's what any fan, I mean, if you're a Buckeye, Spartan, you know, Irish, Penn State fan, whatever, all you want from your team in this day and age right now is to show me you're trying, because if you're not trying, you're dying. And yes, MSU football's dying. Purdue football, dying. Wisconsin football, dying. Like, if you're not going all in, you're all out. Do I hate that that's the way it is? Well, of course I do, but nobody cares. The sport that I fell in love with has been dead for 3 years, and my passion for it has largely died with it. But we're here to talk about what's going on now. That's amazing what Michigan did.
No, and what you find out is you can't halfway be invested.
No, it's got to be all in.
You have to be fully invested, or because you know who was halfway invested? Was Wisconsin. They kind of paid some money and they kind of went in the portal and they kind of got players and we may be changing the offense and it failed. It blew up in their face.
And I do think the strength, look, I mean, there are a million things I can't stand about the University of Michigan. That's called a rivalry. But the strength that they have is, it's not an insult. It's a cult. There is a strength there. There's a resolve. I think the donors simply said, we're not dealing with this. I mean, I wouldn't shock me if behind the scenes they just steamrolled everybody and went, look, here's the money, here's the player. Do you want to be the ones to say you didn't get him? Now, I don't know that how that's went down. I don't care. The point is they mobilized and they did it in a forceful way. And I do think in college football, you have to approach every day with a desperation, because every day you have to recruit your own players. You got to recruit somebody else's.
You got to retain yours.
Yeah. I think the portal is going to be fascinating to see how. Look, ultimately, here's what's going to happen. And this is where it has nothing to do with U of M. This has everything to do with the sport. If Michigan has entered the arms race that Ohio State and Oregon and Miami are playing, to name a few, you know, like last year when you heard Caleb Downs was a multi-7-figure as a safety. Well, what happens if Michigan and Ohio State are now battling for that player? Mm-hmm. And now what you brought up yesterday was, all right, the schools get the revenue to use plus NIL. The $2 million player becomes a $4 million player.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be fascinating. And look, if Michigan has this type of resolve, if they have that type of donor money, if Larry Ellison's making a deeper commitment, plus whoever, nameless, faceless donors, I think the portal is where Michigan fans should be truly excited, because I rate the approach over one individual player. That takes nothing away from Bryce Underwood.
Now, to me, Michigan will be at that final level once they get rid of the illusion that not anybody can just transfer into Michigan. Because that's the biggest holdup.
You're on your own with that.
No, I'm just saying.
I know.
Well, we can only take grad transfers because we don't know. Forget about that. Do you want to win at football?
Take anyone now.
Yeah. Yes. I've said that for years. But, I'm just a...
And that's not a shot at whatever medical school or whatever school at the University
of
Michigan.
Football players don't go to those schools.
It's, guys, if you're going to school for general studies,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. We're arriving at a point, and again, I don't like that we're at this point, and I've never been under the illusion it's the Ivy League, but this is no longer college football. This is semi-pro ball that happens to be played on the campus of Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, whatever it is. You may as well not have players go to school, to be quite frank with you. You're paying a kid $12.5 million. I got bad news for you. The books are not...
You on the Shador plan?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It's... Yeah.
Breaking news, by the way. Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa are out Sunday for the Niners.
Wee!
Sports! So, look, the Underwood thing, we've dedicated a ton of time to it. You should be thrilled. And look, maybe you don't like it, or you don't dig where the sport's going, all I would tell you is you'd much rather be a school trying than a school not. So I tell you what, I'll go to Brett. What? I mean,
I'm just your breaking news.
I'm sorry, buddy. Let's go to Brett, 97.1. Brett, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, I think now the next
logical move for me is that they need to invest in infrastructure. I don't believe they have the infrastructure set up right now within that coaching staff to be able to facilitate and grow a player like Bryce Underwood. When you see what Ohio State did with getting like Chip Kelly from UCLA, you get a head coach from a premier program like that who's willing to come for that amount of money just to be a coordinator. I think that is the next logical move.
Brett, I said it earlier in the show. I'm glad you've reaffirmed it. Whatever you have to do, you find someone who has a track record of developing high-level quarterbacks and high-level offenses. And look, you know, Brett, and again, you got the guy you wanted not because you're going to develop him or not because you have the track record. It's because you gave him the bag, right? If you were about development, you go to USC where Lincoln Riley basically guarantees you're a number one pick. Or, you know,
now, if Michigan's approach now is to throw all of the money at it, it will be very short-lived if they're not able to then do something with it. You now need to go get – I'm with you on – you got to go get the guys that have proven it because we don't have that.
No, you can't have Kirk Campbell and Wink Martindale as your coordinators, as an example, right? Like, yes, you have to do it. It's what Rico said, Brett. If you're in, you're all in. And from this type of commitment, I don't care if he's number one overall recruit or not. You make this type of commitment, it is very suggestive you're all in. So it should be a very exciting time if you're a Michigan fan.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it, Brett. Like I said, man, I can't change stupid narratives. I shoot you straight. You do good stuff, I say nice things. You do bad stuff, I say mean things. You cheat, I get real angry. This, there's no slander. This is playing the game that I only wish my school would play. But hey, I'm pretty sure we just offered all-you-can-eat melting moments to the recruits on campus this weekend.
Oh, I'm in.
I thought Jersey Mike's was offered.
Well, that's a national chain.
It's Jersey Giant. If you're going to slander the
Jersey
team,
Giants,
get
I'm
it
sorry.
Right.
See, that's what I get from you.
And MSU's trying to flip a Miami corner of Ohio with all-you-can-eat Flats Grill.
Melting moments.
I can't wait for your report later. I can't wait. That might be the highlight of my weekend.
Okay.
248-539-9797. Let's talk Lions next. 97.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. Brief words on the Lions because, look, they just win by 50 every week. But this is one I would just take a little more serious. The Jags laid down and quit. The Titans quit. You needed the comeback against Houston. Look, Indy's no world beaters. But they can run the hell out of the football. They got a freight train mobile quarterback. You're down Anzalone. I think you win the game. But I just wouldn't take it lightly. If that makes me the devil for saying it, so be it. But I think you win. But I'm just preparing you. It won't look 34-3. I'd be stunned. If you just go to Indy and blow this team's doors off by 2, 3, 4 touchdowns, you know what? Then we're watching history.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at with it. Enrico comped the 99 Rams. I talked about the 07 Pats. I would be highly impressed if you put that performance out there this week. David, some ticket text. What do you got, buddy?
Tom, a UPS driver, says, I may not like the parameters that the new college football has set for teams to get players, but I'm glad the school I root for is working within those parameters to get the big players.
But there are no parameters. No disrespect, sir. And I appreciate greatly, especially around the holiday season, what you do for a living, because Lord knows the world depends on it. There are no parameters. How much money you want? Okay, here it is.
There are no parameter.
Well, but before Michigan wasn't doing this.
Right. Well, he said within the parameters, there is no parameters. Yeah. Short of you robbing a bank, the parameters are give me money, I get player. Now, you're right. The willful decision to play the game, that's different. But you're not playing within anything. Like, think about it. There's no such thing as tampering. You could be calling on players now that are on teams. There's no mechanism for tampering.
I am thrilled that Michigan was able to flip Underwood, but I still hate this NIL stuff. Players should be paid out of the TV revenue only.
Yeah, I don't want to do that show today. I'm exhausted by it. I know, and you're right, but I'm trying to keep the topic specific to the news today because anything else other than, wow, they got this kid, anything else is negative with my view of the sport. And I don't want to do that to Wolverines today. I don't think that's right.
Well, then let this Wolverine do it. Michigan just paid millions for a wrap present without really knowing what's inside. How many millions will it cost before a high-priced recruit pans out? NIL is a train wreck and Michigan just jumped aboard.
Okay, well, I don't want to. Look, have I seen it work with a freshman out of high school? No. Not at the quarterback position, I haven't. I mean, Rashada was another one of these $8, $9 million kids. He's yet to play, and he's on his third school. Nico Iamaliava. I mean, I'd argue he's the weak link on their team this year at Tennessee. That's why they're a running football team. He stinks. Now, I don't think he'll stink long term, but he stinks. And he was reportedly, what, $11 million over 4 years? Out of, what is it, Cal Poly or whatever it was? Quinn Ewers, he went to OSU, didn't play, went to Texas. You want to say that worked? Yeah, it worked, but it took him 3 years. Mm-hmm. Guys, you're either playing the game or you're not. What I would argue is this. You're either paying for the best and brightest and hoping you can develop them and keep them, or you become Portal QBU, where every year you will have a new quarterback and it's going to be very expensive, but you're going to do like what Miami did when they got Cam Ward. And you'll go out next year and get another Cam Ward. Or I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Or you hope that the guy that you brought in is like not like Will Howard at Ohio State. Buckeyes don't really care for him because they thought they were getting better, and he's okay.
Well, next year they think they're going to hand it over to this Julian Sayin kid, the kid that was at Bama. Bama got him out of high school, five-star. Yeah. Now he went to OSU, and then they got another kid yesterday who's not as good as Underwood, but he's a five-star. What is it, Bob St. Louis or whatever? I don't know.
Oh, I know. Oh, okay. I know the one kid that Deion got, but.
Well, he flipped from. I can't keep up with any of this crap. I think if you are paying attention to high school recruiting, you're a sociopath.
No, if you're letting what high school recruiting, if you're letting that affect you, you're a sociopath.
Like, I can make fun of MSU's class without knowing a single name because we're behind Georgia State. Okay, I can just tell you on surface, things aren't going well.
No, but I'm talking even for years before and I, when people would get upset because this kid didn't go to my school and you're angry. It's like, first of all, you don't know what the kid's going to do. Second of all, you're not him. He's doing what's best for him. Yeah, but he should want to come to my school. He didn't want to.
I think the anger really began in that industry when coaches started making like NFL owner money. Yeah. When you started seeing coaches make $7, $8, $9 million a year, I think there's an expectation from fans, even pre-NIL. Man, you ain't here to fail. You're not here to not get the best players. What the hell are we paying you for?
Right.
Then we started with the NIL stuff, and you're like, oh, boy. So, yeah.
Yeah, now it's a business. And until schools and some schools have realized, okay, you know what? It is a business, and maybe Cardale Jones was right. It's not about school anymore. It's about just winning on the field. Those Michigan just started to embrace that yesterday. They went out and certain schools get it. Certain schools are still trying to say, nope, we're an academic institution and we're here for this and we're here for that and we're here for this.
Live from MSU.
Okay, you're making
personal. You know what? That slipped out. Everything's fine.
I'm talking.
Daniel Jones is not my quarterback. Life is good.
I'm talking. Most schools are still under the illusion we're an institution who plays college football.
Yeah.
Some schools have said, no, this is a business and we're about winning.
The problem is it can be both.
I don't think it can.
It should be both.
I don't think it can.
I didn't say under the current stuff. I'm saying it was so easy to make it
both.
Yes,
You're going to make some money, but you still got to do X, Y, and Z. This is not a flesh auction. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to be able to say, hey, I'm getting a mil today and tomorrow. You know a very specific player at State who left school last year, who they signed, and he was gone like 2 weeks later for a better deal.
Right.
Now, how does that work?
And that's what I'm saying, Mike. It's changed. It could have been done. It's kind of like the playoffs. You could have come out and did it the right way from the beginning. You decided, nah, watch this.
Yeah, let's go to 12. Why?
I don't know.
It's a good number. Why not make it 16? Well, we'll make it 14. You're still not doing it right. So
you're right.
At this point, I don't think you can go backwards and say it can't be both.
No, and that's okay because the sport moved to a place they're moving on without me. And that's who cares about me? I mean, just know there's lots of people like me who look at it and go, look, man, I do this for a business. This is my job. I'll always pay attention because I have to. But do I see a scenario when I'm done with this business that I pay attention? No, absolutely not.
See, I look at it now. Farce. The way sports are, especially football, the name, like on the front of the jersey, Ohio State, that's just the sponsor of the team.
Football and things right, presented
like,
by.
So it's like the Eagles Georgia. Play at Lincoln Financial. The Spartans are the Michigan.
Right. It's like you see the Pistons jersey with the little logo on it. Yeah. It's now turning into, Ohio State. That's the sponsor. Okay. You play for Ohio State. You don't go to Ohio State. You don't have to even attend classes for Ohio State. You just play for this team.
Uplifting on a Friday. You're a real breath of fresh air. You know that?
I try.
Okay, we'll pass the baton to Woji momentarily. Hell of a good week. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Next week, we're with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We will absolutely do Black versus White Thanksgiving as our complete menu coverage will happen Wednesday. We're also working to get TJ in here on Wednesday. So it'll be fun next week as we are in the prelim here for Thanksgiving.
That drop is going to be played so much next week.
Prominent. David, a few ticket texts before Woj comes in.
Their feet can't grip the ground has me dying laughing. Cannot believe you said that, Mike.
Why?
But good thing. Good thing.
Tiny people don't win in the rain. You don't notice? It's one of the oldest betting trends in the book.
College football is like the basketball tournament. Teams associated with the university sponsored by outside sources.
You know what's funny, David? And we don't get into it because college hoops is a zero unless it's March Madness. But like Rico and I have talked about it a ton. Like, if you think I've fallen out of love with college football, you ought to see where I'm at with hoops. It is dead to me. You think it's hard to keep track of college football teams. Go look at college basketball. I mean, you'll see, like, when MSU played Kansas State, I think it was not one player on Kansas State's roster was recruited by Kansas State.
Yep.
I mean, because there's 340 teams, it's lunatic behavior. Now, does it help that Izzo has basically run the program into Midville? Yeah, but I mean, I just don't care.
See, but then you'd also, and I know.
I used to live and die with State hoops.
But I'm getting, don't care. I'm getting nerdy because I've been telling this to Kenny. I've been watching college basketball on this screen.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's playing the number 19, but they don't look good. And it's probably 19 because of their projection of everyone has come together.
I've just kind of made a rule for myself. I don't even begin to bother evaluating a thing until January.
Yeah.
There's no point. I mean, I've evaluated State's not very good. We've done that, but that's an annual tradition in basketball at this point.
Exactly. It's November. That's what we do.
Play big non-con games. Never win one.
Someone who is scared is talking to you, Mike. They says, you brought up the 07 Pats. The greatest show on turf. They fell short of the ultimate prize. I am a scared human being hearing that comparison.
Greatest show on turf didn't fall short.
He met the Patriots.
Yeah, but guys, I'm making a point. When you're beating teams by an average of 14 a game, that's historically all-time good. So if you're keeping it up, you have to acknowledge you're watching history. Now this week, you're laying 7.5 on the road. It is a massive number. I'll take the Colts, not that you're going to lose, but the idea if you go there and blow this team out, guys, at some point you got to just wrap your arms around, maybe we're one of the best teams ever. You don't run from it. Don't hide from it. Enjoy it. You've waited 7 lifetimes for this.
You know, I look at that 7.5 spread and I'm like, everything in my experience says it's on the road. It's an NFL team. They're desperate for their quarterback bounce back last week. They have a good running back. I can't. I have to lay the points.
I'm not mad at you.
I can't take it. I mean, I think they're going to, I don't know, it's not going to be 52-6. It might be 52,
sure?
It might be 52-13, something. I don't know what it's going to be. But
you know that Rico called St. Elmo's overrated?
He's gone then, right?
I kicked him out.
No, he doesn't work here anymore, does he?
Isn't it slanderous?
Yes, it's slanderous.
Plus, what's a guy doing who doesn't eat shrimp going to St. Elmo's?
He doesn't eat shrimp?
No, sir.
See, I am personally offended sometimes when I hear foodstuffs that certain people will not eat. It bugs me. I mean, I know it's their body, their choice, their life, all that.
I'm pretty sure that's a different issue, but
yeah,
okay,
that too.
we'll go with that.
Yeah.
Jesus. What's coming up next? I'm guiding you.
Yeah, I know. Their food, their choice. I get it. I'll talk about the Lions. I'll talk about the Bryce Underwood situation. You know who I thought of today?
What?
Who would view this current climate of college football? What would Bo Schembechler say? What would Woody Hayes say? What would any of those guys say? Like, they can't. Coaches.
You don't have to go back that far. Imagine D'Antonio.
No, I know. You're right. And coaches don't have control now. I mean, some of them do, but it's why Nick Saban got out.
It's why Roy Williams got out. It's
absolutely.
Why Jay Wright got out.
Absolutely.
It's why I wish Izzo would get out. It just, look, I don't blame Michigan in the least. I think their donors did an unbelievable job with this. It was the idea of we have got to get serious or we. Doesn't matter what you did last year. This sport's moving at light speed.
Mm-hmm.
But Bob, there does come a point. These are still mostly underage players. They're not pros.
Oh, for sure.
And coaches and schools should have more control. I think it is nonsense that you could sign. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but you could sign this kid today, allegedly. He could be gone in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
You know, and that's not, I'm not purporting that. I'm making a case that I mean, I've seen my own school pay a kid and he's gone in 2 weeks. And I'm going, no, we need contracts.
I don't know, but I don't know what things get signed. Like, deals get signed. I don't know what
level
of binding.
But how enforceable are they in court? Right.
Or how binding, because he's already signed brand deals and sponsorship deals. So I don't know if that changes. I would just say this, and Michigan fans should be happy, and they did get their highest rated recruit of all time.
Since Peppers.
Yeah. But
your boy.
But it can't stop here.
No.
People just think they're going to throw Underwood in there and go, okay, here we go. Smash. And also throw and run. And
no,
they need to revamp the coaching staff, the assistants, and absolutely. And they are, trust me, they are going to dive into the portal.
They have to.
They are.
And listen, this is their response to Ohio State. That's how I view it.
To a certain degree, yeah. Although Ohio State responded to them the last serve and volley. And that's how rivalries work. That is the secret appeal of rivalries.
Let's
push
go
each
live
other
to East Lansing.
Oh, boy.